that print, the print you have got there, it's mostly translated from Kumara Jiva's translation. Kumara Jiva is Chinese famous translator, and his translation is famous for his beautiful words and easy to understand. That is why most people, most Chinese people, liked his translation, and at the same time, Lotus Sutra became very popular sutra. It is not exactly literal translation, but because he was a great scholar, and his translation is very correct and very easy to understand. And as a literature, it is also good. Kumara Jiva's father was an Indian. And his father came to, I don't know what do you call it, Kashmir. Do you understand? Kashmir. Kiji. In Chinese, Kiji Koku. And he he got married with emperor's sister. And Kumara Jiva was, when he was quite young, he started study of Buddhism. When he was 7, he already read scriptures. And when he was 9 years old, he started study of Mahayana already. At first, under some teacher, he studied Hinayana mostly. And and when he was 12, he went to some other neighboring country and studied more about teaching of Prajnaparamita group. And when he came back to his country, his father's country, his former teacher became his disciple. He was so smart fellow. And the teacher said, "You are my Mahayana teacher, and you are, and I am your teacher of Hinayana teaching," he said, and he studied under him. And we don't know how long he was there. But anyway, his mother went back to India. Maybe his country became more and more weaker. And Chinese people more and more ready to invade his country. Maybe that is why. But he stayed his father's country and was teaching Mahayana teaching. Mm. Chinese people, his scholarly name was known to even China. So, Chinese general sent his men to his country, to Kumarajiva's country, to get him. And they were defeated by Chinese, and he was captured, captivated. And before he arrived to the capital city of China, Zhou'an, his local was the general. Local was local heard that his king. Maybe king. His king was killed. So he stayed there, local state, northern part of China. And soon he and they went back, they went to Zhou'an, the capital city of China, and started translation. Various translations. And he had, I don't know how true it is, but he had 8,000 disciples. At least he had 10 famous scholars as his disciples. Among them, Sojo. You know, Sojo is very famous, especially for his, you know, Zen-like teaching. So we find various technical Zen technical terms in Sojo's book. Anyway, he is Kumarajiva is a big translator. And we call his translation, and before Kumarajiva, we call old translation. And after Genjo, we call new translation. As you know, this sutra, the original text of Kumarajiva's translation is not, no one knows exactly what kind of textbook. We have, so far, we have many Sanskrit textbooks. Nepal, Tibet, and northern part of Asia. And some of them in Russia, you know, the famous Sanskrit original text in Russia. Petrograd. And some of them in England, and some copies are maybe in Germany and France or Dutch, Holland. We have many translations, texts, but we don't know which original text Kumarajiva used. But anyway, the copy is mostly translated from Kumarajiva's translation, which is very familiar to Japanese people. Most Japanese, most Japanese people use this gradual translation. So let's talk about that. There are 100 years before Murajiwa, Dhammagupta translated this scripture, but we don't use it so much. So, and we have several maybe copies, but the copies are not perfect. Because we didn't use it for a long, long time. Now, Sariputta asking Buddha, you know, to because Buddha wouldn't talk about his final teaching. So Sariputta now asking many times. to speak about it. Page 22. I think we finished this gyata, didn't we? The Son of Wisdom, the most venerable of the great saints. After a light, long time, preaches this Dhamma. Twenty-two. Hmm? Oh, excuse me. The Gyatas we finished is the Son of Wisdom, the most venerable of the great saints, after a lifelong time, preaches this Dhamma. Himself saying that he has got such strength, fearlessness, samadhi, dhyana, concentration, release, and other such. Did you find out? I think we have finished this, those gathers. Didn't we? You don't think so? Then, this is the repetition of maybe page, book page 4. Now, Sariputta asking Buddha to give them speech about the final truth. Yeah, I think I did it. I briefly, you know, explained important words like platform of the path, you know. Platform of the path means where Buddha attained enlightenment. So strictly speaking, it is under auditory. But here, where Buddha is, platform of the path, the later, you know, this kind of building is dojo, in Japanese, dojo, in Sanskrit, bodhi and manda. I think I explained it. Bodhi manda, and sometimes it is supposed, people say, scholars say, this is translation of bodhi mandala. But it looks like bodhi manda is correct. I don't know. And I told you about cheese, you know. When you make cheese, I don't know how you make it, but in India, in scripture, I understand in this way. You take out, you divide, milk, water, oil part, rich part. And from rich part you make cheese. And on the surface of the cheese, you will see many beautiful, pictures. That is, and something like oil. Oil on the water. So that is why essential teaching, mandala, something beautiful and something essential, and something very genuine. That is mandala. But if it is, the original word is bodhi mandala, the meaning will be like that. Bodhi manda is where the body is, the place, like some place to practice manda. Peter, will you read it? I want to. It is rather. You may be difficult to understand me if I read it. This was Gyatso, the son of the sun, the most venerable of the great saints. All the disciples and people and
animate beings, you know, wanted to something from him because they have doubt. Especially Sariputta, you know, has a great doubt after waiting for him for a long, long time. After receiving, after attaining arahatthi, which is the last stage to attain for them. You know, if Buddha says, there's more important things to say, which is difficult to understand. Only Buddha and Bodhisattva could understand it, but rest of the people, both hearers and Pratyeka Buddha, will not understand it. So, you know, there's no wonder. At least they were very curious about his last teaching, Buddha's last teaching, teaching which has in Buddha's head, his mind. So in this way, they are asking Buddha to talk about it. And there are several words, important words, which I have to explain. The four, one, two, three, four lines. Strength means, you know, we count five strengths. Sometimes we say ten strengths, you know, ten as we chant to attain ten powers. This is five or ten. Sometimes we count ten, sometimes we count five. Ten powers no outflow, you know, no outflow, power of no outflow, power of, you know, controlling person death. He can have a choice in person death. He has a choice in person death. And he has, he knows his former life. And he knows everything. Like a great teacher of geography. He knows everything. That is. And he knows the result of various practice. He knows he has precise and deep understanding of teaching. And he knows how to help people. And he knows how to calm down his mind. And way to liberation. How to keep precepts. He has so far. He has power to change his car. He does. brother, then ours. And next one is fearless. Fearlessness mostly means when he gives statements, when he talks about that, he has not received, he has nothing to fear because of his wisdom. Wisdom is so perfect that he has nothing to fear because he has no danger. No danger of persecution or no danger of enemy, from enemy. Most, you know, fearlessness, it mostly means fearlessness in his spirit to give. Those are the virtues or powers only Buddha and Bodhisattva have. We count 18 powers. In some other scriptures, we count different virtues. Anyway, those are the powers limited to Buddha and Bodhisattva. And the last one, two, third line from the last, the saint will turn into king. You know, king, you know, fear of power, fear of politics. Same time, you know, fear of Dhamma. And those kings are mostly supposed to protect life teachers. And next, at that time, the Buddha proclaimed to the Dharmaputtara, this is said. No need to speak further. If I speak of this matter, gods and men in all the world shall be alarmed. Which is good. But not only alarmed. Then a son to die. Sarvastra again. Address the Buddha, say, word or not one, I do but beg you to preach it. I do but beg you to preach it. That is, what is the reason? In this assembly, numberless, hundreds of thousands of myriads of millions of asankhaya of living beings, having seen Buddha, Buddhas, their faculties, being sharp and their wisdom, elusive. If they hear the Buddha's plea, Buddha's plea men shall be able to put reverent faith therein. At this time, Sarvastra, wishing to state this meaning, spoke forth together, saying, O King of the Dhamma, Venerable One, among the unexperienced, do but preach. I beg you to have no second thought. In this assembly, the incalculable multitude include those who can put reverent faith in you. So, please speak. The Buddha again restrained to help us. If I preach this message, all the God's men and Asuras in all the world shall be alarmed. And the arrogant speakers shall fall into a great trap. At that time, the old honored man again speak forth together, saying, this is no need to speak. My Dhamma is subtle and hard to imagine. Those of overweening pride, if they hear it, shall surely neither reverse it nor believe therein. At that time, Sariputra again addressed the Buddha, saying, I do but beseech you to preach. I do but beseech you to preach in the present assembly the like of me, numbering 100,000 million. Myriads of millions have already in successive incarnations has been over, has been covered by Buddha, converted by Buddha. Has already in successive incarnations been converted by Buddha. Such man as this shall surely be able to rebel and believe. Throughout the long night of time, they shall be secure, delivering much advantage thereof. At that time, Sariputra, wishing to reach this state, this meaning, spoke for Gata, saying, ah, if I will finish this Gata. Now, 5,000 disciples. Then, when he was speaking these words, in the assembly there were bhikshus. And bhikshus, bhikkhunis, upasakas, and upasakas, upasikas, to the number of 5,000 who straightway rose from their feet and, doing obedience to Buddha, withdrew. For what reason? This group has fruits of sin, deep and brave and overweening pride. Imagine themselves to have attained and to have gone witness Having such charge as they, therefore, they did not say the first word or one. Instead, did not speak to the angel. And this is famous for us. Buddha did not refrain. This is one point. And why they didn't say. After they left, he started to talk about the final truth. This, you know, to think he had a thing. The opposite statement would be beginners who have beginners or this is very important for the students for them. If you have no such danger, you are lucky. Or you are not lucky. If you are very smart, you will have this kind of danger. But this. Mostly, for most people, no intention to express your feelings. Sometimes you are expressing your feelings. You have expression. according to Chen Dai Chan, he attained the enlightenment under the body. And he was sitting for 49 years, thinking about how to compare this to people. Prateka Buddha, original meaning of Prateka Buddha, after attaining it, by the way, Prateka Buddha is Buddha. Who was sitting under the body before he started to think about four noblemen. And then he told the teaching of Agoma. In this day, there was 18, divided 18, and another. The Kegon is the first one, but two thickest ones are the first one. So, the last one, according to Chen Dai Chan, yes, according to Kegon, Kegon is the most. So according to Kingon, Dainichi, because that's the soul, not to something else, but to Buddha, to himself. Not to himself, but to himself. To the soul, Dainichi, for his answer. Thank you. Genesis. Whether they belong to the sinner or not, they read it. And they believe it. Believe it. They ask it, of course. They believe in Israel. And they instead of prayer, they and for them, because this people have so much for them, and this kind of